Now, £6.2 million lottery boost for families across Northern Ireland. And indeed, I'm going to be speaking about this. And I want to speak to Ian Baxter Crawford, who's on this line. And Ian is one of the public voices of a great facility, courtesy of Guide Dogs NI. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Ian. When you see a lot of lottery money being spent or being put in the right direction or made available, I think is the term I'm looking for, and then you have Guide Dogs NI's spokesperson on, I put two and two together and get a feeling that you're in for a bit of a windfall, are you?
We're very lucky that the lottery has kind of worked with us to put this project together. We're very, very excited about working with our sister organisation, Blind Children UK, and a couple of other organisations across the Northern Ireland, Sense and Angel Eyes Northern Ireland. And this is going to make a huge difference for children living with a visual impairment in Northern Ireland. The money will provide support across a 5-year period that just isn't in place at the minute, and we're really excited to get started.
And there are people who so need this facility. Remind me of how the money will be spent.
Absolutely. So what's going to be happening is our parents have been telling us, the parents that we work with, that the years between 0 and 4 are the most crucial period of their child's development. And it's when a lot of our learning is put in place, and 80% of our learning is actually done through vision. So when a child doesn't have vision or doesn't have great vision, what needs to happen is they need to find other ways to create that learning. And we have a process called habilitation, in which our workers work individually with families to provide a really tailored program where kids can learn how to walk and move around the world around them, or even simple things like safely using a knife that we would take for granted. So there'll be individual help for families across Northern Ireland for that. We'll also be setting up a series of what's called time to play groups, where these habilitation practices can be put in place in a group setting. And that's what families have been telling us. They want to be in a group setting in their local area where they can actually build up a bit of a peer support network as well. And the lottery money is going to help us to do that, and we're incredibly grateful for it.
Yeah, I want to stay with me, and I want to speak to Esther, who's on this line. Esther, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Frank.
Esther, you totally understand what Ian's speaking about, because little Victoria has some challenges.
Yes, she does, Frank. My little daughter, Victoria, is 2, and she was born in September 2013 with an extremely rare genetic condition, which is called Joubert syndrome. And this syndrome affects 1 in 80,000 children, so that kind of demonstrates how rare it really is. And the disorder affects part of the brain that controls balance and coordination. But along with that, retinal problems are also common. And a result of this, Victoria is severely sight impaired.
And what sort of help is given to you?
Well, we get good support from on the NHS. Victoria receives occupational therapy. She receives physiotherapy and speech and language therapy. And all those we receive those therapists once a month. But on top of that, we have received amazing support from the outset of Victoria's diagnosis from the charities such as Angel Eyes and Blind Children UK.
It must be very difficult for a family to cope with the shock of having a child that's got a difficulty with his or her sight.
Oh, completely. I mean, we were taken completely by surprise. I mean, Victoria, I had a very healthy pregnancy. The birth was fine. Victoria was discharged from hospital as a healthy baby. It was only when she was about 11 weeks old that we kind of noticed that she wasn't tracking toys or being visually interested in objects. And that's when the wheels were set in motion. We went to the doctors and we were referred to the hospital. So a huge shock. But we have had great support from friends and a great family network as well, who have been fantastic. And that, along with the charity.
That is a benefit, isn't it? But some people won't have the family network or the support, and this is where the charity alongside the National Health Service is vital.
That's it, exactly. I mean, we have been lucky, as I say, that we have had great friends and family, and also we've had the benefit of the charities as well. But for those people who don't have just the family network, these kind of initiatives are crucial to them. You know, it's a very isolating place when your child is diagnosed as being sight impaired. So the work that these guys are going to be doing is going to be completely amazing and life-changing for these families.
Absolutely. Esther, thank you for that. One final point, Ian. People will be reading about the hundreds of thousands and the millions, indeed, that are going to various strands within site-orientated charities. But the fundraising still needs to continue, doesn't it?